Welcome to Your Story, a regular series of conversations with the people around us, where we explore and discuss their amazing lives, the life that everyone has. Come on, let's find out how others do it, and maybe also have an adventure. It's your story. Well, welcome, and this is the very first episode of Your Story. But it's not really the first episode. First episode is going to be episode one, and as you may have already noticed, this is episode zero. This is the precursor. This is the one where I'm going to introduce myself and introduce to you a little bit about what I'm on about. My name's Ian Cath. I'm just your pretty average everyday Australian. I've got very broad interests in many things, you know, science, technology, spirituality, yeah, lots of things. But the thing that interests me the most is, you know, other people. I'm quite fascinated by the lives of others. And that's what this is all about. I have an opinion that fundamentally we humans all want to bond with others. It doesn't matter whether it's our partner and our children, which is taken for granted, but we also want to bond with society at large. You see, community is very important. All the clubs and different associations out there are based around community. We want to get together with these people for a common interest. But often that common interest is more or less just an excuse in order to form bonds. Sure, we may enjoy the particular activity, playing bridge, flower arranging, racing cars, it doesn't matter what it is. But the kinship that we actually gain by associating with these people who are interested in the same things is what often the deep memories. And I've heard people say that towards the end of the life that you've had, when you look back on it, it tends to be the relationships that you've had with other people that you remember most, far more than the money you've earned and the amount of time that you've spent working. It's these relationships. And this is where I come in. You see, how many times have you ever actually wondered how someone has managed to live a particular life and succeed in ways that are often, frankly, quite confounding? You know, everybody does their life in different ways, and everyone has lessons that they have learned, and maybe we can all learn from those lessons. So what I want to do is I want to meet up with people and discuss these amazing stories of their lives. I want to explore their hopes, their dreams. I want to find out what excites them, what scares them, what uplifts them, what breaks them, and what makes them laugh. What it is that makes this human experience for them. But I don't want it to be from my perspective, but I want it to be from the perspective of others. If you listen to this long enough, you'll probably get a bit of an understanding of what I'm on about, because, you know, you'll hear a fair bit of me over many episodes. But I want to keep myself in the background as much as my petty little ego will allow, and allow them to shine through. One of the great contradictions of humanity is that we all attempt to shape the world in our own vision, only to find out that everyone else is doing exactly the same thing. The world that I know is only that way for me, and the world that you know is that way for you. And there is no similarity because you see it in different ways to the way I see it. And because of that, it often creates conflict. And these conflicts are due to the differences in the way that we perceive these worlds and the way we shape it. I would suggest that as we all see the world differently, the sensible thing would be to realize that, and that it is different for everyone, and that everybody should be able to live the life that they feel is appropriate to them. I'm sure you want to live your life the way you see is appropriate for you. So what right do we as individuals have to ask somebody else to live a life different to the way they want to live it? The reality is the world is the way it is as the individual sees it. And the best we can hope for is to enjoy our world as we see it and understand that the way it is for others is only the way it is for them. If we can understand that it is that if we were exactly the same as they are, and I mean in exactly the way, in genetically, historically, the way their family brought them up, and culturally, we would actually be them and we would think identically to them. But guess what? We're not. We have different conditioning. We were raised in different ways. We see the world fundamentally different. And within a community, within your own cultural group, sure, there may be some similarities, and you see the world in the same way, culturally, religiously, however. But even within those groupings, we see the world differently. So the best that we can hope for is to have empathy for others, to intellectually place ourselves in their shoes and wonder what it would be like to be in their place. That is, to have an interest, a fascination, and compassion for the alternative ways that life has and will always be lived by humanity. These are the lives that the people all around us are living right now. These are the lives that we are living now. You see, this is their story. This is my story. And most of all, it's your story. On a personal note, I've always been interested in sitting down and letting people tell me the story of their lives. And to my surprise, if I ask the right questions, it's amazing how rich the lives of others often are. It's almost a contradiction to the way that they see their own lives, mainly because most people, as interested as they are in themselves, take their own lives for granted. So the purpose of this podcast is to get people to reveal something of themselves, to tell me their story, of their lives, and allow me to put it out as a podcast for you all to listen to. I've always been interested in doing this, but I have had a few inspirations in my life. Years ago on Australian SBS television, there was a program called Vox Populi, and it was an interesting program whereby a fellow would literally walk down a mall or a street or a shopping centre, and he would step in with a microphone and say, "G'day, how are you? And what are you doing today?" and start a conversation. And these conversations were often surprisingly rich. It was a simple little program. It only went for 5 or 10 minutes, but it was a very enjoyable program. And the last few years, probably 10, there has been a program on the ABC called Australian Story, which has been immensely popular. And they have asked normal people and celebrities to tell in their own voice their story. And again, really very rich stories. But the person I admire most is one Andrew Denton, who has a program called Enough Rope on Australian ABC. And he interviews many people, both celebrities and people in the street. And if you ever have a chance to listen to his program or watch it, it's a good program. It's quite fun. And he has a saying which I quite liked when I came across it, which was, "We all have stories to tell. Some of us aren't famous yet." And I thought, yeah, that pretty well sums it up beautifully. We all do have stories to tell, and I want to go out there and find a few. So what I'm planning to do is to take you on a bit of an audio journey into the lives of others. I want to find as many different people as I can manage and get them to tell me their lives, how they have done it, and the things that we all call our life. Now, I'm going to warn you, I'm a middle-aged Australian man, so I will be looking through the filters of a middle-class Western mindset. I'm sorry, but that's the way I am. And that's all I'm capable of doing. But hopefully that might be interesting enough, and hopefully I can, like I said, keep my petty little ego out of the way and leave it open for them to express themselves in the best ways possible. And ultimately, I hope that this is a fresh way that we can look at the lives of others in a variety of different ways. So, starting very soon, there's going to be a regular download, and I'll be meeting people. I already have met a few people and recorded their stories, and I'm in the process of putting it all together. And these people will be from all walks of life, as many different people as I can find. And I want to present them to you and how they are doing their lives. So, if you enjoy what you hear, please subscribe, go to the website, yourstorypodcast.com, and read and comment on the blog if you feel. Make mention of it in iTunes and stay tuned for what I'm sure will be an interesting adventure into the lives of others as we listen to them in their own words tell us their story. And remember, ultimately, It's your story.
For all men are no more than the sum of their time, and at any point within it are merely the subtotal of a succession of heartbeats. There are 8 million stories in the Naked City. This has been one of them.